And we just followed, like a moon shadow, the great American eclipse, the totality, as it crossed America today from Oregon to South Carolina. We heard screams and shouts in Salem, Oregon, as the moon completely covered the sun except for the rim, and whoops and cheering as well when the sunlight returned, as someone said to us in South Carolina, like a flashlight. In Carbondale, Illinois, they saw snakes on the ground. That's the shimmering sunlight, like you see at the bottom of a pool that you can often see after an eclipse. And everywhere where clouds didn't eclipse the eclipse, there was awe. And it's still going on. You can still see partial eclipses in parts of the country, very powerful, and that's when you actually need to protect your eyes. Let's get a review from NPR's Camila Domonoske. She's in Washington. Camila, what are some of the things that jumped out at you?
I thought it was so striking how much of a shared experience this was for people, not just on, you know, the countrywide level, but so many people experienced this eclipse with their family, traveled to be with family, met up with old friends, were with all of their coworkers standing outside. I was just with, it felt like, everybody who works at NPR out on our balcony to see the partial eclipse that we got here in D.C. People on street corners with strangers, you know, sharing the devices that they had to see the eclipse. It really felt like something because it was such a specific moment and it was so short-lived and it was in such a fixed place and time that wherever you were, people were there with the people right around them in a way that was kind of beautiful.
Yeah, one of those events. And at a time when it's very needed, the country very divided, as we've seen in the past couple of weeks. But let's do a review. Were there travel or traffic issues? There was, I think, in Denver, they were saying it's going to be like three Broncos games letting out at this one time, you know, the traffic.
Yeah, it was really interesting. A lot of people were concerned about the possibility of horrible traffic, you know, snarls heading to regions of totality. But what happened was people were pretty spread out in terms of when they went to places. Some people left on Friday or traveled on Saturday or Sunday. Or, you know, we heard from people who woke up very early in the morning and went this morning to where they were going to view the eclipse. But what that does mean is now it's all over and everyone is leaving at the same time. Yeah. So lots of places had not as many traffic issues as they'd been worried about getting there, but it does look like there are some serious backups as people are leaving these areas.
Well, and what about the weather? You know, we dropped in on some places just as a cloud came across, and I mean, it felt so bad for people in Missouri. It was, you know, very rainy. But it seems that that was limited, problems from weather.
Yeah, overall, again, this is an eclipse that was cutting through all across the country, coast to coast, and it would have been quite the miracle if there weren't clouds anywhere. Overall, I think it was fairly clear. And, you know, one thing that we did hear from some of the people in areas where it was cloudy was that it was still a remarkable experience. It got even darker. And in some cases with partial cloud cover, you could see the eclipse behind the clouds, especially when you had a partial eclipse. It could be pretty striking.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
A little of a silver lining there, almost literally, for some people. But yes, unfortunately, there were some areas that were rained out on this eclipse.
Yeah. Well, and talk about some of the, I don't know, maybe the word is cultural aspects of this. I mean, we understand Total Eclipse of the Heart is number one on iTunes, and that artist is singing that somewhere on a cruise ship, we're told.
Briefly number one. I think Despacito might have crawled its way back up there.
Oh, interesting. Well, we favored Hosts the Planets here for our coverage. We favored that. But, you know, what else? I mean, what else are you seeing? What are you seeing on Twitter? What are you seeing?
Oh, people are having a lot of fun. Accounts that are themed around the moon have blocked accounts that are themed around the sun. Various snack cakes have been battling out which one should be the official
moon
food
pie
of the eclipse. So, you know, people are being silly and everyone's sharing pictures of the people who they're watching the eclipse with and what they're seeing, wherever they're seeing. I think it has been
well,
a fun time for most people.
There's been a lot written before as well, and there was a New Yorker article, a satire, obviously a parody, and it was, the headline was, if Donald Trump, our president, was describing the eclipse, and I think the headline was something like, you know, the sun was just as responsible for this eclipse as the moon. There are many sides to this, and so there are many ways that people are coming at this. How did you feel? I mean, you know, just seeing a partial eclipse, how did you feel?
I thought it was really I thought it was fun. I thought it was delightful. It's interesting to me. Historically, eclipses have been seen as very, you know, as horrible omens, as signs of bad things to come. But the vibe around this eclipse was very much of excitement. And I felt that in person here at NPR and monitoring, you know, all the dispatches we were getting from listeners across the country. It felt like a thing that people found as a source of delight instead of fear.
Well, good, because it's happening again in 7 years. NPR's Camila Domonoske, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.